You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. Now, we are starting with Kevin Costner, who has been enjoying donning his old cowboy hat of late. Is he moving on to something different?
He's going to pick up a surfboard now.
Oh.
I think, yeah. So that's pretty different. Yeah, he's set to act in, produce and co-write a surf culture horror film called Headhunters.
Ah.
So cinematographer Stephen Holleran is set to make his feature directorial debut on a film based on an idea that he originated, and he's going to co-write the script with Costner. So Costner's going to play Lazar, a washed-up American expat with a mysterious past who finds himself living in Bali. He recruits a group of surfers and a local photographer on a journey to an uncharted island to pioneer the perfect wave.
Hmm.
And to their surprise, the island is home to an ancient tribe of headhunters guarding the land. This doesn't sound like a Kevin Costner
movie,
right?
It really doesn't. He really is moving on.
Yeah, guarding the land at all costs. So begins a survival adventure story of epic and bloody proportions on a tropical island which once seemed to be paradise. So pre-production for this one is underway ahead of a filming start in November, with several studios and streamers vying for the distribution.
A change of direction for Kevin Costner. Costner, that is for sure. Okay. Now, tell me about The Housemaid.
Yeah, The Housemaid. So this has lined up Sydney Sweeney to star in it, and they're trying to get Amanda Seyfried to star as well. She's in final negotiations. Paul Feig is going to direct it, and it is based on a best-selling novel by Freida McFadden. Now, just let me tell you a little bit about the novel, because it's been so successful. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list for more than a year. It's been on Amazon's bestseller list for 98 weeks and counting. It's also had a record-breaking 500 million pages read on Kindle, and it's number 2 most read title for Kindle's 10th anniversary, behind only the Harry Potter series.
Wow.
And it sold more than 3.6 million copies in English and has been translated into 40 languages.
That's so pretty good.
Maybe there's an audience there for this project. So The Housemaid, in the film, Sydney Sweeney's going to play Millie, a struggling woman who is relieved to get a fresh start as a housemaid to Nina, who'll be played by Seyfried. And then Andrew is her husband, so they're an upscale, wealthy couple, and soon she learns that the family's secrets are far more dangerous than her own.
Mm. Okay, that sounds like a good one. That's The Housemaid. Now we have a comedy next, Ladies First.
Ladies First is going to be made by Netflix. It's a comedy directed by Tia Sharrock, and it's going to star Sacha Baron Cohen and Rosamund Pike. It's an adaptation of a French film, and Baron Cohen is going to play an unrepentant womanizer who finds himself in a parallel world dominated by women. A fiery female counterpart played by Pike makes things even more complicated for him. And then in other casting news, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago Ben Affleck and Matt Damon starring in R.I.P., which is a crime thriller that Joe Carnahan is directing for Netflix as well. Well, Kyle Chandler has now joined that cast. He's going to be playing a DEA agent, and this one is set against the backdrop of an investigation into the murder of a fellow officer. The crime thriller sees a team of Miami cops discovering millions in cash in a derelict stash house, and as trust amongst the team begins to fray, outside force learns about the millions at the house, and this puts pressure on the cops in an impossible situation that leads to moral dilemmas and deadly confrontations.
Okay, and even some more casting news. Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill is going to join the live-action film Voltron. Now, you or I probably don't remember this one, but it's actually based on a 1980s cartoon centred on 5 young space pilots in a battalion named the Robot Lines. Those vehicles are able to join together to form a mega-robot known as Voltron. It was very successful in the mid-80s. It spawned animated TV series, video games, and even a line of toys. And now Henry Cavill is joining the cast of that. Amazon are making it. The shooting of it is going to take place this autumn in Australia.
Okay, we're coming to Harrison Ford next. I think we'd call him a legend, but he's now a Disney legend.
He's now a digital Disney legend. So he's been out doing promotion for Shrinking season two. I really like Shrinking. I watched the first season on Apple. Stars alongside Jason Segel. They both play psychologists in it. Anyway, the new season's come along. He's been on the red carpet. And as you know, Harrison can be quite funny and droll on the red carpet. And he was asked by Extra TV about recently been named this Disney legend. So the question was, so Harrison, what do you think about now that you are a Disney legend?
Death.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing left. Yeah. What, are you going to start over? No time for that. I think it's a recognition of common interest, something that we both recognize as me and Disney. However that is represented, it is a power of storytelling and the importance of telling stories and being responsible for them.
Yes, that is the ever drill Harrison Ford. Now, what about Guy Ritchie's new gangster drama? This is for the small screen.
This is for the small screen, and he's been doing quite well. As you know, he changed his 2019 dark comedy film, The Gentleman, into a very successful TV series. He's now doing it again in a project called The Associate. And he's lined up a very good cast. Tom Hardy, Helen Mirren and Pierce Brosnan, all in final talks to star in this gangster TV series. It's an interesting one because the project was originally greenlit as a loosely based spin-off, sort of reimagining of the Showtime crime drama series Ray Donovan. Mm. And it followed a family of London's most elite fixers. Now, though, the project has been redeveloped into a standalone series with no connection to that franchise. Irish writer Ronan Bennett remains on board to write all 10 episodes. He's an executive producer alongside Ritchie on the project as well. He, of course, would have written the likes of Top Boy. He also wrote Public Enemies for Michael Mann and both produced and wrote the Sky Peacock series adaptation of The Day of the Jackal. So we look forward to that one.
Very good. Now, for our trailer watch, we have Jude Law back on the big screen.
Yeah, and this is a movie called The Order. Take a listen to this.
You know, in every revolution, someone has to fire the first shot.
Open the safe! Now!
Let's go!
Sheriff Laughlin, Terry Husk. I had a question about some flyers I keep seeing. White power. Is that the Aryan Nation?
You know what my problem is with every fanatic?
You have to have somebody to blame for your life.
You know those pamphlets you saw? It's not all. This was in June. A bomb went off at a synagogue in Boise. That's just the beginning.
Beginning of what?
We don't advocate any of our members breaking any laws.
But some do.
Well, you must understand that. Being in a cult like the federal government.
Yes, that is The Order, starring Jude Law.
Yeah, I do like the look of this. It has a really nice feel to it, the trailer. Nicholas Hoult and Ty Sheridan are also starring in it as well. It's a series of bank robberies and car heists to frighten communities in the Pacific Northwest. And a lone FBI agent believes that the crimes were not the work of a financially motivated criminals, but rather a group of dangerous domestic terrorists. So it's called The Order. Check out the trailer. It's going to be out sometime in December.
All right, new releases in cinemas this weekend. We're going to start with an Irish one, King Frankie, starring Peter Coonan.
I don't just show for anyone around, you know. I used to be king before this, and I gave it up just to drive you around, you see. King Frankie. That's what they used to call me.
Think you can just pay us off?
You're upset.
I'm upset, am I?
Since when did you hang around with a bunch of chancers like that, huh?
Give me my money. You already owe me money, Frank.
I just need a bit of time.
Lie down and sleep well, my darling.
I got my new business now, and it's a fair one.
Taxi man.
Yeah, Peter Coonan getting a lot of very good attention for his performance there in King Frankie, and it's a first-time director here.
It is Dermot Malone directing this. Yeah, and as you say, good reviews for Peter Coonan. Following the death of his father, Frankie Burke, a kindly taxi driver played by Coonan, living a quiet life in a Dublin suburb, is forced to confront the ghosts of his past when an unexpected stranger arrives at his door. Because 10 years earlier, Frankie was living a wildly extravagant life, losing money as quickly as he could make it, oblivious to the concerns of family and friends until matters came to a tragic head and his world came tumbling down.
Okay, we also have... is Transformers still going?
Transformers still going. What you've got is an animated film.
Okay.
It's an origin story. It's the untold origin story of Optimus Prime and Megatron, better known as sworn enemies, but once were friends bonded like brothers. Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm, all providing voices. So a lot of
serious
big
voices,
talents,
okay.
Yeah, behind it as well. And I suppose the thing is to forget about the Michael Bay movies and okay. the way that they went, because this is a well-crafted animated film, and you know, there'll be fans out there for it.
There certainly will. They're still going. We have Terrifier 3.
Well, you know, Halloween is on the way yes. because of some of the movies that are coming our way. So, yeah, Terrifier 3, following the shocking events of, strangely, Terrifier 2, survivor Sienna is plagued by disturbing visions and begins to realise there's no escaping her past or outrunning Art the Clown. The other horror film that's out is Salem's Lot.
Mm. I remember that years terrified ago, me as a kid, I have to say.
Do you remember we had a wee Halloween party in the early days of Lyric where we all gathered round yes. to watch Salem's Lot
yes.
and realised that it hadn't aged very well. It didn't scare any of us at
oh,
the time.
Oh, it probably still scared me. The vampire child knocking at the glass window.
That's the
still
bit. That's the
me.
Bit everybody yeah. remembers, yeah, yeah. which is in this film as well, because it's about author Ben Mears returns to his childhood home of Jerusalem's Lot in search of inspiration for his next book, only to discover his hometown has been preyed upon once more.
Okay.
With Lewis Pullman and Mackenzie Lee starring in that. And one more to mention for you as well, Time Stalker. This is from cult comedy horror writer, director and star Alice Lowe, and comes the historical tale of a hapless heroine Agnes, who is reincarnated every time she makes the same mistake, which is falling in love with the wrong man. Jacob Anderson and Tanya Reynolds also starring
All
here.
Right, what TV movie have you chosen for us?
So my teenage self back in 1987 would never have recommended this, but time has grown. We now realise what a classic it has become. And this is about a dance instructor in a resort hotel, fears his career will be jeopardised when his regular partner is forced to pull out of an important show in which they are due to perform. Luckily, a naive teenager is happy to step in and is treated to a whirlwind holiday, education in life, love and expressing herself. It is, of course, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer starring in Dirty Dancing from 1987. If you want to watch it and relive the time of your life, it's on at 10:15 tonight on TG Garrett.
Well, Garrett, my teenage self would have recommended it. I absolutely loved it. Myself and my cousin Siobhan used to watch it, and we used to rewind for Patrick Swayze's entrance. Looked at it again and again. Bringing back memories.
Yeah,
that is Dirty Dancing, TG Garrett, 10:15. Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.
Your cousin. She came with me. She's with me.
I carried a watermelon. Carried a watermelon.